made out of, well, I don't know, but they kind of zigzag that way.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to call them.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about the things that stick up out of the ground that you might hang a fence rail on?
Post.
Okay. You ever hear of a cyclone fence?
Don't seem like I have heard the expression.
What about the wire that they use, that cattlemen use a lot, that has stickers on it?
That's barbed wire.
Okay. And sometimes if they don't use barbed wire, they use wire that has current running through it, and this is what?
Mm-hmm. One that's electric wire.
What about the dishes that you eat off of? You would say, well, this is my everyday, and this is my good, you say,
China.
Okay. Did, used to when you, have you ever seen, well, let me see, I'm trying to say something there, see if I can figure it out. How about eggs? An artificial egg that you put under a hen to make her lay or make her set, and this was called what? You ever hear the term China egg?
Yes, I believe my mother used to have some of them.
Have some what?
I believe my mother used to have some of them.
Oh, what? The
China, the eggs, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Something that you might carry water out in to feed the stock or something like that.
A bucket.
Okay. Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail that you know of?
No, I don't know. I've heard them called both. I don't know.
Okay. The can or sack or something, the can usually that you, or container that you keep in the kitchen, sometimes scrape the plates off into in this.
It's garbage.
Okay. What about the thing that you use to cook eggs and bacon in?
Skillet.
All right, fine. And the name for a heavy iron pot that you might use to boil water in.
Tea kettle.
Okay. And a glass thing that you might put flowers in.
Okay.
All right. And three utensils that you eat with.
Knife and fork and spoon.
Okay. If you had one knife and somebody gave you another one, you would have two.
No.
Alright. If you had been out working in the garden or something and you came in to eat before you ate, you would do what to your hands?
Wash them.
Alright. After you finished with a large meal, what would you do to the dishes?
Wash them.
Wash them, and then if you run water over them to get the soap off, you do what?
Rinse them.
Okay. And if you do this twice, you might say, well, I had to put them through two.
Rinse water.
All right. And the different kinds of towels.
Cup towels and face towels. And bath towel.
Okay. What's the difference between, say, a bath towel and a face towel?
A face towel is smaller than a
bath towel is smaller?
No, face towel.
Okay. What about the thing you turn on to get water?
Faucet.
Okay. Sometimes you'll see a wooden one stuck in a barrel that people turn on. You know, remember what this is called?
No, I don't know what that's called.
Okay. You ever hear the term spigot or spigot?
No, I've heard it.
Okay.